Today we continue our commentary on the Sermon on the Mount. We're up to Matthew chapter 6, and the Lord tells His disciples that there are three things that they can do to grow closer to the Lord, three things to do to grow in holiness. And the church has always upheld these three things, especially that we can do during the holy season of Lent: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. Three things that can help us to be less attached to the things of this world and more attached to the things of God. And the first thing the Lord tells us is not to do these deeds in order that other people may see them. So what is our motive? What's our motivation? Do we do it to increase our love of God and love of neighbor? Or do we do it that others may praise us? And the Lord says, don't do these holy things, these righteous deeds, so that others may see you. If you do that, you'll have no reward from your Heavenly Father. Then the Lord gives us three things: almsgiving, prayer, and fasting. So He tells His disciples, when you give alms, don't blow a trumpet before you. We get the expression, don't blow your own horn. That comes from the Sermon on the Mount. So many of the common phrases we use come from the Sermon on the Mount, as I mentioned, about going the extra mile and these other phrases that we have. So this idea of not blowing our own horn. So Jesus says, don't blow the trumpet before you. The hypocrites, they go into the streets and the synagogues and they make their charitable contributions public. The Lord says, if you do that, then you lose your reward in heaven. He says, when you give alms, don't even let your left hand know what your right hand is doing. That's called a hyperbole, an example of exaggeration that the Lord is trying to make His point. That He says, your almsgiving should be secret. And because God sees everything, it says, then He will repay you. If you do your almsgiving in secret, it says, God will repay you. Then He says, when you pray, again, don't be like the hypocrites who only pray in public, in the synagogues and on street corners, so that others may see them. Really, they're not really praying to God. They're sort of praying to an audience. There's a big difference. Prayer to God, obviously, is very beautiful and very important and necessary, but the Lord was criticizing the hypocrites for only praying not to God, but praying to an audience so that they would be praised by others. Jesus says, amen, I say to you, they have received their reward. But when you pray, namely Jesus' followers, go to your inner room, close the door, and pray to your Father in secret. And your Father who sees in secret will repay you. So the Lord sees everything. He sees people praying. It's not for show. It's for union with God. And lastly, Jesus says, when you fast. And notice that the Lord expects us to be doing these three things. He doesn't say, if you give alms, if you pray, if you fast. He says, when you give alms, when you pray, when you fast. See, the Lord is expecting His followers to be doing these three things. He says, do not, when you fast, don't change your appearance. Like put, for example, clothing on or that will make others aware that you're fasting. Or don't put like dirt all over you to make it look like you've been fasting or change your appearance. Because if you do that, then you're trying to get praise from other people. Oh, that person must be fasting. The Lord says, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face so you may not appear to others to be fasting, except to your Father who is hidden. And since God sees everything, He knows when you're fasting. And He says, then He will repay you. So these are three things that the church has always given us as means to grow in holiness, to purify ourselves with God's grace. For example, fasting is very beneficial because when people fast, they can spend more time in prayer or works of mercy. The meal that they would have had, they can, instead of using that money, they can give that to the poor. So fasting has a lot of benefits. It can help a person to be more self-disciplined, to be able to By giving up a particular kind of food, it can strengthen their will to be able to resist sin. So there's lots of benefits to fasting and to these other acts of spiritual discipline. Almsgiving is so important to help the needy and the poor. Prayer to become one with God. And then fasting to be less attached to this world and more attached to God.